Welcome to The Leap to Lead. Over the past couple of months, I've been sharing a series of reflections about leadership, transition, and the quiet moments where we realize something in our lives or work is ready to evolve. We've talked about identity, the way the woman we are becoming sometimes no longer fits the roles we once built for ourselves. We've talked about structure, the rhythms and systems that allow meaningful work to grow without consuming everything else we care about. We've talked about momentum and how it is really created through motivation alone. And most recently, we talked about the power of being in the right room. Those spaces where thoughtful conversations unfold, where ideas are explored honestly, and where you are surrounded by people who understand the complexity of building something meaningful. Over the years, I've come to believe those environments matter far more than we often realize. So many capable women are navigating important decisions quietly. They're building businesses, leading organizations, or stepping into an entirely new chapter of life. They're asking thoughtful questions about what they want their work to look like, how they want to lead, and how they want their lives to feel. But often, they're doing that thinking largely on their own. Friends and family may be supportive, but they're not always inside the same conversations. The questions about strategy, leadership, ambition, and sustainability can sit privately in your mind for a long time. And that's often where progress slows. Not because you lack ideas, not because you lack capability, but because thinking in isolation has its limits. I've been fortunate to witness something different. I've seen what happens when women place themselves inside intentional spaces where those conversations can happen regularly, where clarity is valued, where experience and perspective are shared, where ambition and thoughtful reflection sit comfortably alongside each other. In those environments, something powerful happens. Ideas move forward more quickly. Confidence strengthens. Decisions that once felt complicated become clearer. And perhaps more importantly, the women inside those rooms realize they're not the only ones navigating these questions. And that's the intention behind the Lead Her Circle. It's a small mastermind-styled space for women who are building businesses or stepping more fully into their own leadership. Women who care about the work they're creating, but who also want to do it in a way that feels aligned with the lives they're living. Inside the Lead Her Circle, we'll meet online regularly for thoughtful conversations about the real challenges and opportunities that come with building something meaningful. We'll explore strategy, decision-making, leadership, and structure. But we'll also create space for reflection, clarity, and the kind of honest dialogue that rarely happens in busy day-to-day life. It will be a small group, intentionally so. The power of spaces like this, it comes from the quality of the conversations and the relationships built inside them. This isn't about adding more noise or more information. It's about creating a room where the right conversations can happen, a room where thoughtful women support and challenge each other as they step into the next chapter of their work and leadership. If you've been following along over the past few weeks and quietly nodding to yourself, then this might be the kind of space you've been looking for. The doors to the Lead Her Circle are now open. If you're curious to learn more about how it works and whether it might be the right fit for you, you can go to theleaptolead.com/mastermind and learn more. If this isn't the right time for you now, that's completely fine too. The most important thing is that you continue seeking the environments that help you think clearly and move forward with intention. Because the right room, it can change everything.